So this is Mark Robson interviewing Tony Jones. So what is your role in Life Estate?
Currently I'm in the open house project and I am the crew boss. I am the crew boss of one.
Yourself?
I'm in charge of me.
And how did you get involved in No Fit State first?
I got involved with No Fit State through Duncan Milligan. Don't ask me to spell that. Because Duncan asked me if I could come and drive their truck for them to France to be part of the Barricade project and be a crew member on the Barricade project. That was in
2011.
Yes, 2011.
And what's your journey to go from turning up to be a driver and crew to being crew boss?
My journey was 2 years on the Barricade project, so from start to finish, from its creation in Sotville, which is fabulous, quite amazing, to its conclusion in Angers 2 years later, and then went on to do a year as driving the truck and being a crew person on Bianco for its first year in the tent, and then been on the open house project for the last 2 years.
Cool. And what outstanding memories do you have from doing it?
Lots of outstanding memories. That's difficult. From going from taking the Barricade project to a driving it to Sotville in France, just a bare shell of a show with nothing really constructed, to actually building a set and seeing a show being created, and then having it to being in a square in Angers playing to 6,000 people or possibly even 8,000 people. And that was quite amazing. And then being part of the Bianco tour, to starting from putting in two theatres, the Roundhouse in London and then the WMC in Cardiff, to then putting it in a tent and taking that on tour as well. And then moving on to Open House, which is a very, very different project, but very fulfilling in the same way, but in a much smaller environment.
What do you like about Open House?
Open House, I like the intimacy of it, I think, the smallness, the compactness of it, and going from a very big show like Bianco to an open house is much smaller, much more community based, and very the friendliness of it all, I think, open house, involved with local communities and talking to local communities and getting them involved and seeing how, especially today in Barking was a real good example, I think, how both me and Ash sat there watching the show going on and looking at the array of colour in the audience was amazing. Just people's dress and their different nationalities, and it's just really good to be able to bring the circus to these people who probably, judging by their reaction, they don't get to see things like that very often. That was today felt really fulfilling. It felt like we were really actually achieving something, I thought.
Great. I thought so too. Any hard bits? Bad. I don't really want to say bad, but the
nothing's bad.
The not so good memories. Any?
I think as Tiago pointed out earlier, the weather is always puts a different element, and a different side to it. Everything to me, I don't have any bad memories. Just some are better than others. Some of it's been more enjoyable. It's even trudging around Ponte Dowi in the rain in soaking wet boots is still, it's a memory and I wouldn't want to change it.
Yeah,
it was harder and not as much fun, but it's all part of the if it was all sunshine all the time, it wouldn't be
So in your outstanding memories, you talked about kind of big long journeys. Have you got any like specific memory of a specific point, specific thing that happened that sticks out in your head from those three tours that you've been involved in?
Sat on the top of the truck in London outside the National Theatre, which was pretty, seeing the Thames and the backdrop of the city of London, thinking this is pretty cool. To actually put a show on in that, when we turn up in that square again, this will never fit in here. I hope Duncan's tape measure's not short.
It was a bit short, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, that was, for me, that was a really good memory. Sat on top of the truck with Hazel, just looking around and going, this is really cool. And Orange as well.
Yeah.
That was a really good feeling, that, to be part of that culmination of a lot of hard work from a lot of people. And seeing that that's what we can achieve was pretty amazing to me.
Thank you very much.